The reality is that our reliance on Obama and the Democratic Party represents a serious setback that we must overcome if we are to ever be really free as a people.
Omali Yeshitala, chair of the African People's Socialist Party USA, gave a background for the political involvement of African Americans. The fact that all radical black organizations from the 1960s have been destroyed and their leaders murdered, imprisoned, or in exile, he said,
made it unnecessary for the Democratic Party through Obama to address a single issue that is important to African people or any other oppressed people in the United States and the world. Indeed, Obama's black face, his black self, became the only imperialist program offered to African people. Nevertheless, it would be a mistake at this point in our struggle to dismiss the use of the electoral process altogether.
And a certain level of participation in the bourgeois political system is necessary to educate people of color. What about the black community? Obama was asked by Diop Olugbala at a 2008 town hall meeting. He's now a candidate for Philadelphia mayor and believes that radicals need to run for local elections to set the agenda on the real issues facing the communities.
It's our responsibility as revolutionaries is to intervene in that process because if the people are believing that we can achieve change and transformation, we need through the elections that we have to be in the electoral process to show how that is or is not true. And if that is the case, then we will have to provide leadership to give shape and definition to what that change and transformation is.
One who built some experience in running as a radical in local elections and has faced vicious attacks from both Republicans and Democrats is New York City Councilman Charles Barron. He said that New York City has a budget larger than entire countries, and this is a way for many community issues to gain national attention.
We passed the $68 billion budget. We pass all the laws, and we determine land use. Right now, a black radical revolutionary is the number one city council member in building real affordable housing in the borough of Brooklyn. East New York is the only black community where the black population increased by 13.2%.
But Black Agenda Report Glenn Ford contends that the gentrification now spreading in major urban centers and the privatization of public education are social and economic assaults on the black communities, as billionaires have quietly funded the elections of business-friendly black opportunists like Cory Booker in Newark for a decade to further erode black political power.
Who gave money to Arthur Davis, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns, the American Bankers Association? Who gave money to Hilliard? The unions. So this threat from corporate America changed the behavior of the Congressional Black Caucus, and by 2005, the caucus had been totally cowed by the threat of being unseated by a black candidate backed by corporate money.
Ron Gochez, a Chicano organizer for Union del Barrio in the economically deprived South Central LA, is running as an independent candidate for city council and says electoral alliances between oppressed communities can be built.
The sellout politicians in South Central LA, they don't want to talk about police brutality. They don't want to talk about immigration raids. They don't want to talk about the issues that are really impacting the working class people of our community. But now they have to. So in LA, there's a huge push to get the Latino vote for President Obama. We're going to use their apparatus to do voter registration in the community to get more people involved. We're getting emails every day. We can take these suckers out.
For the WBAI Sunday News in Newark, New Jersey, this is Fred Nguyen.